With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A top Trump surrogate says the news media are giving Kamala Harris a pass on her policy plans.
Former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy says the vice president has offered few details about her agenda, and he blames the media for not giving enough coverage to what he calls Harris's policy deficits. He says the Democratic National Convention featured Hollywood stars and popular singers, but didn't tell the country what Harris stands for. Ramaswamy spoke at a Trump campaign news conference not far from the DNC venue. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
NASA will bring stranded Boeing Starliner astronauts home on SpaceX, but not until February.
The decision to keep Butch and Sonny aboard the International Space Station and bring the Boeing Starliner home uncrewed is a result of a commitment to safety.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have been stuck since the beginning of June, thruster failures and helium leaks in the new capsule marring their trip. NASA's Jim Free.
This has not been an easy decision, but it is absolutely the right one.
NASA says its astronauts knew the risks and that SpaceX Dragon is being refitted to bring them home again in February, while Boeing Starliner attempts a September return to the New Mexico desert unmanned. I'm Julie Walker.
The Canadian arbitrator appointed to resolve a messy railroad dispute that threatens the North American economy has ordered employees at the country's two major railroads back on the job while talks continue. China expressing its opposition to the latest U.S. sanctions on Chinese companies over their alleged ties to Russia's war in Ukraine. China says it will respond. This is SRN News. The families of two transgender teens in New Hampshire have filed a lawsuit challenging a new state law that bans them from playing on girls' sports teams at their public high schools. The lawsuit says the two boys who are living as girls have been accepted by parents, teachers, teammates, and coaches. Legal battles over males playing against females in school sports are cropping up more frequently these days. A challenge to Connecticut's policy allowing boys to play on girls' teams is making its way through the court system. Arizona voters will be able to decide in November whether they want to enshrine abortion in their state constitution. The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that a 200-word summary that abortion advocates use to collect signatures for a ballot measure is valid, clearing the way for the issue to remain on the ballot. The Arizona Secretary of State's office recently certified more than 600,000 signatures. That's a lot more than they need to put the question before voters. This is SRN News. Researchers are taking a look at a rare orchid.
The Western Prairie Fringed Orchid is a plant that has declined due to loss of its native prairie habitat. Scientists in North Dakota are now hoping to learn more about its reproduction. The orchid is classified as threatened under the Federal Endangered Species Act. Hawk moths are the flowering plant's only known pollinator, flying into the orchid only at night. Experts say orchids can be an initial indicator of unnoticed decline in their environment. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 25th. It's the 238th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1875, Matthew Webb became the first person to swim across the English Channel. He crossed from Dover on the England side to Calais in France, and he did it in less than 24 hours. This is SRN News.